Greetings and welcome to the Creative Entrepreneur Podcast. I am your host, Pete Lorimer, former hit record producer, now host of the show Stay Here on Netflix, and owner of LA's most creative boutique real estate firm, PLG Estates. On the podcast, you will always find business and real estate strategies, marketing techniques, and tips for the entrepreneur. So hit that subscribe button. On today's podcast, we are going back in time. Very often I'm asked what exactly I did to achieve the success in real estate I did so quickly. So today I'm busting out the Pete Lorimer handbook for new agents to get a foothold in this incredibly saturated and notoriously difficult profession with my top 10 tips for new real estate agents. Thanks so much for listening. Now here is the podcast. Pete Lorimer here. I have a whole gang load to go through today, which is always the case. And I wanted to give everybody out there, people, the question I have all the time when I kind of travel around, I'm lucky enough to speak at a bunch of places and people always say to me, how did you do it? You know, what's the secret? What's this? What's that? And so today, what I wanted to do was to literally kind of go through the play by play of what I did as a new agent to kind of help me get business, to kind of fumble my way through and just kind of, you know, figure it out as I went along. And hopefully in the process, I'll be able to save some of you guys an enormous amount of time because I hit a lot of brick walls, shall we say. Now, I could literally do 100 of these techniques, but I'm really going to whittle it down to about 10. I'm going to go over like some of my top tips that have helped me. A lot of these helped me when I was a new agent, but I think they're still very applicable now. And so without further ado, I'm going to get into it. Now, I want to kind of like frame this by saying, ultimately, you've got to find your own way in the industry. And even if you're a veteran agent, you still kind of got to find your way. The industry has changed dramatically. And, you know, it is no longer kind of like mom and dad's old real estate company. It's a very sophisticated, fast-moving, wonderful industry that I'm a part of. And I think fortunately, you know, where myself and my company were at the very cutting edge of it. But I think what we represent right now is where real estate companies will probably be in about 3 to 5 years. Anyway, that's my belief and I'm sticking to it. So let me kind of dive down into some of these techniques. I have 10 of them. So hang in there because I also have a bonus one at the end. So I'm going to try and go as fast as I can. I'm going to share what I think on all of them. So, all right. Number one, this is an incredibly important technique, which is don't just look for deals. Look for how to be of service. Okay. So if you look to be of service, the deals are going to follow. But I see in the industry a lot of agents who are kind of, you know, we all look for the dead cert. We all want to meet that buyer that wants to buy now. We all want to meet that seller that wants to sell now. Well, of course we do. But in the meantime, there are an awful lot of people that we can be of service to. And I'm going to give you a couple of examples. So I live in Studio City up here in the hills here. I'm not going to give away any addresses. But for example, there was a homeowner who lives up here who was renting, wanted to rent his house. Now, I've been in the business a long time, and I'm like, my instant thought is, don't really do rentals, but I thought to myself, I want to be of service. Someone has shown me enough trust that I'm going to rent their house, right? Normally, I just do sales. And I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to do it, and I do it for anybody who wants to do that. I did it, right? And he told me flat out he's never going to be selling the house. And I'm like, that's okay. I'm just here to be of service. I'm going to do my thing, and boom. So what ultimately happened is put the house up for rent. This guy then got a job abroad and then decided to sell the house. And that is a house that we sold that was never going to happen. Same thing with I was selling a 300,000. I've used this example a million times before. I was working with this girl. I was a new agent. I was selling her this $200,000 one-bedroom studio apartment next to the freeway that was way out of the zone that I wanted to be in. I wanted to be in the Hollywood Hills. I didn't want to be deep in the valley near the freeway in a horrible building. Anyway, I'm like, even back then, I remained in service, worked with her, sold her a place, this is years and years ago, for a couple of hundred thousand, and then ultimately she turned me on to her father, who then bought a $4 million house. So this is what I'm talking about when I say, don't just look for deals, look for how you can be of service. If a neighbor wants to ask your opinion on a paint color, what the garden looks like, chat with your neighbors as you're wandering down the street. This is all part of it. If we're just only looking for deals, it gets a little bit bleak and I don't enjoy it as much. Okay, number two. This is something that goes without saying, which is you've got to be tenacious. You have to be unstoppable. You have to live, breathe, and eat it. I guess I'm really more talking to newer agents here. If you want to get a foothold in this industry, you have to be obsessive. I am going to give you the name of a great book that I read and that I lived by. And it is a book by the name of Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. If you follow the roadmap that's in Napoleon Hill's book, if you do, there's a whole section there where he tells you to write down goals. I did all of that because I didn't really know what I was doing and I needed a roadmap for my own mental state. And lo and behold, I followed every single one of the steps and every single one of those goals I hit. So Think and Grow Rich is incredibly important as a book for you to read. Number three, if you are a new agent or if you're someone that's recommitting to your industry, if you are someone who is thinking it's going to be a breeze, I'm here to give you the horrid, horrid, horrid truth. Well, the first truth is real estate can be an amazing career. But the bad news is, and I say this to all the new agents that I meet, imagine that you are going to be stepping in the ring with Mike Tyson for 2 years. Every time you bring your head up, wallop, you're going to get knocked down again. And then every time you think you're just getting ahead, wallop, you're going to get knocked down. You're going to have clients that feel they're an absolute dead cert. It's really going to happen. Then they're going to buy with someone else. The reason is because you are in your apprenticeship. Look at being a new real estate agent as a 2-year apprenticeship. You have to set aside 2 years before you will get a foothold in this industry. Now, God bless you. You might do it sooner. But to most people, I say 2 years is the mark. 2 years. So you've got to have money. And then also, well, I'm going to touch upon this later, but you need to talk to your family or your significant other about all this. Okay. Number four, know who you are and what your niche is. This is one of the most important of the top 10. So knowing who you are as a person and professionally, in my opinion, you have to make them both blend. You can't be this kind of phony baloney character in your professional world. And there's an awful lot of those in real estate that are, you know, renting a car for the day and putting money out on the bed for Instagram photographs. It's madness. But if you can be the absolutely authentic person that you are as a real estate agent, and then as an authentic person, you're displaying that through your professional life as well, I believe you are going to attract business. What do I mean by this? So my niche, when I was a new agent, I didn't know anything but music. So all of my people tended to be in music and I ran really hard after them. I ran really hard after the music business people to make sure that I could capture as many of them as I possibly could. Number five, ladies and gentlemen, number five is this: shameless self-promotion. Now, this doesn't mean videos where you're slapping yourself on the back saying how wonderful you are, but you have to create content that lets the world know how you act as a professional and how you are as a person. That's what I mean by shameless self-promotion. The content bar has been raised. We need to constantly think about content and put content out, because that, ladies and gentlemen, is like us having an advert in a newspaper. Remember those old things? Or it's like us having a digital bus bench. Is business going to directly come from you putting out content? Maybe. But for sure, what it's going to do is when people are scanning through various agents, they're going to check out everyone's content. If your content is more on point, you're just exponentially increased your odds of getting that business. Number six, this is to new agents. Sit as many open houses as you possibly can. I sat an awful lot of open houses. I would sit a tool shed on the freeway if somebody asked me to. Reason is this. It is the front lines, if you are a new agent, for you to know how to interact, for you to know how to tap dance, for you to know what kind of questions your buyers are going to have. And if you can't have an open house put in your lap, ask agents in your office, hey, can I sit your open house on a Thursday? Can I sit your open house on a Saturday? Can I do a twilight for you? A lot of agents are going to say no, but there's going to be a few agents that say yes. And then you market that property, you know, and if the listing agent's a real sweetheart, they'll let you market it as if it looks like your listing. That's what I do all the time. But sitting open houses, every freaking moment, you need to be thinking about real estate. Number seven, I'm going to mention content again. You're going to make content the cornerstone of who you are professionally and personally. I just mentioned that in number five under shameless self-promotion. So I'm not going to go into that because I talk about content all the bloody time. Okay, number eight. Wow, we're rattling through these. Number eight, this is really profoundly important. When anybody reaches out to you, you got to get back to them. I remember when I was a new agent, I had to get back to people in the same day. Or if somebody sent me an email, then I had to get back to them the same half a day. Then I had to get back to them the same couple of hours. Ladies and gentlemen, if you receive a call or a text or an email, emails you might miss, but if you get a text or a call, you must respond within 2 minutes. If you don't respond within 2 minutes, preferably 1 minute, preferably 30 seconds, you can be damn sure that they're moving on to someone else. And someone else will pick up that phone if you don't. So the moment you see a call come in that you don't recognize the number, if you didn't get to it, call it right back straight away. You get a text from a potential client. I don't care if you get any teeth drilled and you're under anesthesia. Send them a text saying, I'm in the dentist. I really appreciate the fact that you texted me. I'm going to get back to you as soon as I possibly can. People just want to know that the eagle has landed and that you have got the message. Okay. Number nine, talking about dentists, have the mentality. When you're in the real estate industry, you kind of got to have the mentality of being an emergency doctor. You are on call all the time. If you want a cushy gig where you roll in at nine, leave at five, then maybe real estate isn't for you. If you want to guarantee that you've got your weekends and that you've got your evenings off, maybe real estate isn't for you. If you want to plan a vacation and think that that vacation won't get moved or changed, then potentially real estate might not be for you. But if you want to have a sky is the limit career where your earning potential is kind of off the hook and you're willing to put in the grind, then real estate is an incredibly rewarding industry and one that I have fallen in love with over the past 15 years or more. But when I was a newer agent, I had the mentality that I was an ER doctor. So somebody called me, I called them back. Somebody had a problem at 9 o'clock at night, I solved it. Somebody wanted to see something at 11 o'clock on a Tuesday, 11 o'clock PM on a Tuesday, I showed it. And this is something that can cause an immense amount of friction if you are a family person, you know, a family man, family woman, or if you're in a relationship with a significant other, you have to sit, before you launch into this career, I would sit down with your significant other or your family and your kids and say, hey, if it was me, I'd be like, hey, kids, I just want to let you know that daddy might not be able to attend all the soccer games. I might not be able to come to the birthday parties. It isn't because I don't love you. It's because I've got to work. And remember that 2-year apprenticeship, after that 2 years of grind, you know, your schedule might open up a little bit. But if you're looking for time off in those first 2 years, forget it. I didn't give myself any time off for about 5 years. And I was just nose to the grindstone. And I was just busting my ass, following every single lead, following every little whiff of real estate. I wasn't that annoying guy at dinners that was like, oh, yeah, I'm a realtor. How can I help you? I would talk to people about real estate. If it came up, I would maybe nudge the conversation that way a little bit. And then I would make sure I got the details. And then I would say to them, if I was in a public place, I'd be like, you know, I don't want to talk about real estate. You know, we're all at dinner. Let me follow up with you next week. Let me get your details, which brings me neatly to number 10. Number 10 is you got to track your data. You got to have a CRM. There are some great ones out there. My favorite is Contactually. I'm nothing to do with those guys. I just happen to really, really like Contactually because it really works for real estate agents. It's real estate facing. It isn't like Salesforce that kind of works for lead pipes and selling eggs. Contactually is real estate facing. There's a bunch of them out there. If you don't want to spring for one because they can be expensive, then I would suggest that you make sure that you use your Apple or Android address book like a ninja. But here's the thing. If you're going to be trying to cheap out on a few bucks not to get a CRM, I think it's a huge, 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 huge mistake because your CRM, it's your lifeblood. You need to know when you spoke to them, what you spoke to them about, what type of property they may want to buy or sell. Because in the beginning, you don't have any leads. Then you have a load of leads. And then you have so many that you can't keep them all in your head and you've got to track that data. Okay, number 11, bonus. This is something that I have done from the very, very, very beginning, which is I have drunk from the fire hose of data. I do it every single day. I explore, I read, I go online, I read the real estate trades, but then I also go on YouTube. If I want to know how to use the Facebook marketing engine, I'll teach myself by going on YouTube. You need to do whatever you need. If you need to watch inspirational stuff, feel free to watch my videos. There's a whole gang load of other people out there with great videos, but you gotta get pumped up, right? And it doesn't make you weak or wrong that you might need someone to watch to get pumped up. We all do. We all like to read stuff. We all like to get infused. We all like to have something that makes us go, ah! You know, maybe it's playing 8 Mile soundtrack. Whatever it is, you need to kind of explore and you need to read. You need to know your value add. You need to know when you're speaking to your clients, what separates you from just an MLS jockey. It's all about real estate has now changed. We don't just sell houses. We must come armed with information that our buyers and sellers do not have on their own. And that comes with experience. It comes with just jumping in. No guts, no glory. I was always one to jump in with two boots. And if somebody wanted me to work in an area that I didn't necessarily know the best, I wouldn't BS them, but I would make sure that I researched to death everything that I could find out about that area. And if you want to learn things, you know, how to create content, how to market yourself, how to do all of the myriad of things that we now have to do as sole traders, as independent little CEOs of our own companies, it's all there. And it's all on YouTube and podcasts and written word. It's all there, ladies and gentlemen. So I hope that you got something from this. I whizzed through them so quickly, but I hope you got something from it because I'm very, very passionate about, you know, somebody else. Even if you pick up a tip or two, there's some really good stuff in there and it will help you launch or improve your real estate career. So ladies and gentlemen, mwah, with love, ladies and gentlemen, I love you. Have a great week. And this is Pete Lorimer signing out. Adios.
That's about it for the podcast this week. Thanks to everyone that requested this subject, and please let me know if you want anything else covered, and I'll do my best to include them on future pods. I will be back again next week with another roaringly fabulous poddy, but until then, that's my story and I'm sticking to it. See you next week. Pete Lorimer out.